Shalom, this is Billy Brim. Oh, I tell you, you guys, you get on so early. I got on at 7:45 this morning, and there were already 45 of you on the line, and many, many more since. When I go out at noon prayer, and I will go there, out to the chapel. We have not invited people to come in, congregation, but I'll be there, and the staff will be there, and of course, we're going to be doing this live streaming. And I am going to write a blog about it and show some pictures. But I don't know, did you see Brother Kenneth Copeland on Pat Robertson the other day? They were talking about something that Brother Keith Moore talked about, and that was how God sees things and has things prepared. And they were talking about the ram that, you know, Abraham took his son up to Mount Moriah, the Temple Mount, and they traveled up there 3 days. And where was that little ram, Keith said? It was on its way. It was on its way to that bush to get all entangled so that there could be a sacrifice provided for them. So they were talking about God seeing ahead and providing. And, you know, the Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. And today at noon, and, of course, the Sundays that we've all met at church together by this wonderful technology we have. I reminded Brother Kenneth Copeland about it, and he and I have been, you know, discussing on text and praising the Lord for this man named Clyde McGee, one of the most gentlemen, Christian gentlemen I've ever known in my life. I'm going to write a blog, going to show his picture, and he looked like a real Kentucky colonel. And he and two other men developed the synchronous orbit satellites that allow us something to happen on the Earth at a certain time, and then you see it on the other side of the Earth. And his wife led our prayer here. They helped us establish Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. He was on our board. And God had this Christian man, a Jewish man, and another man. And God gave them, you know, the satellites used to orbit the Earth. But it took a synchronous orbit one way out in space to give us what we have today. And so we met, and because of God, what God downloaded into Brother Clyde McGee. And we just want to thank God for everything that he's done and sees. And Brother John Osteen, father of Joel, used to say his favorite Bible verse was, it came to pass. And this is going to pass. It's going to pass one way or the other. We're going to get out of the flu season, for one thing. They're going to come up with some things God gives them. And what we're praying for and believing God for is something quick and fast. And so I want to – someone asked somebody the other day, what is your favorite Bible verse? I think it was Pat Robertson. And I thought, what is mine? And I have so many wonderful Bible verses that I love. But I love the fact that through the blood of Jesus Christ, God has translated me out of the kingdom of darkness in Colossians, out of the control and dominion of darkness, and into the kingdom of the light. And I love Psalm 91. Psalm 91, I love every one of them, but think about this part of Psalm 91. All the promises in the New Testament and those in the Old that tell me this, I love so much. And this is Psalm 91:15. You shall call upon me, and I will answer you. The New Testament says, and we will have the petitions that we ask of him. How comforting it is to our souls, mind, will, and emotions. What our spirits know, that when we meet together, like we are today, in united prayer, he's going to give us the petitions we ask of him. He could have been any way he wanted to be. He could have been unapproachable. But he has given us the name to call upon him. Psalm 91 says, above, among other things, hallelujah. Neither shall any plague come nigh your tent, for he will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. And after this one who sits in the secret place of the Most High has gone on for 13 verses, then the Father's answer to them is, because you have set your love upon me. Do you love him today? Therefore, I will deliver you. He will deliver us. I will set you on high because you have known my name. I know his name. I know his name. You shall call upon me, and I will answer you. I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you and honor you. With long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. The word salvation is Yeshua. He'll show me your Yeshua. Let us thank God for the privilege of prayer right now. You, where you are, me right here, I just want to praise you, Father. How marvelous and glorious it is today that all of these folks that have joined together in unity for this prayer meeting, you hear us. You hear us. We're calling upon you. We're calling upon you. You hear us, and you will answer us. No doubt about it. But we come before you today in prayer. You're hearing us. Right now in the throne room of heaven, you're hearing us. For in fact, we're seated right there beside you in our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Shandavratisko, how great and wondrous and marvelous you are. Istonde de Macabra, thank you for the privilege. Thank you for the Eastern Mokomba, the responsibility of prayer, of fellowship, of communion with you. You have our, we have your ear. We have your ear. We're here all from America, so many states. And I believe when I get the computer report, it'll be all coming to you from Canada, from Great Britain, from others who have signed on and didn't say their states. We always have about 5 countries that sign on, even when only 2 or 3. Here we are around the world, Lord, and we're united. We're united in prayer, and we are united in a crisis that has sprung up. Oh, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we worship you. We worship you. My dear praying friends, when I went to bed last night, it just kind of crossed my mind. I don't say it was from God, but probably from me. The world has suffered. Israel has suffered. This is a prayer call for Israel. The United States has suffered from division and disunity. And I wonder, not believe, not say God told me, but I wonder if the extreme division and hatred has opened a door for the enemy to bring upon the world this coronavirus. I'm not talking individual people. I'm not talking about them having opened a door. I'm talking about our nations. And so let us ask our Father. Let us ask him to forgive us. Oh, Holy Father, in the name of all names, in the name of Yahuwah Yeshua, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, we see that when Daniel prayed, he repented. Just one man repented for his people, the Jews. We are coming today in unity, repenting, asking you to forgive us, to forgive Israel, these two nations of God's people. To forgive your people, to forgive the nations that we live in, and where we've been assigned to live in our lives, to forgive us of disunity. Something has brought us together. And it's a fight against an evil. And so, Father, we do trust you to forgive us. Trust you to forgive Israel. Trust you, Father, in the name above all names. Isondele macabra stiando do cotashke. Ivrado scende li mahalobre. Ivrando shandolo gobra calacalatino non nombre. Istana mahalabrate e galadane. Frandolo scito. Istolo bola brata shahandabre. I calamara na condia ne vato. Ishandolo doho braca la caladino na conda. Along that line, I always go on the Jerusalem Post before I come to you in prayer in the morning. And along that line, there's an editorial written by Warren Goldstein. And it is Coronavirus has a Spiritual Effect. He writes, this virus is a powerful reminder of our common humanity. It does not discriminate by race, religion, nationality. It infects the rich and the poor, important officials, ordinary citizens. All are equal, and we must face this crisis together. At a time of heightened polarization around the world, this pandemic is reminding us of our shared humanity. The shared humanity of every human being is a sacred Jewish principle that had its origins in the creation of the universe. Now, folks, this is something I didn't know that this was one of their basic principles, but it's a good one. According to the sages of the Talmud, God made the world in a way that emphasized the equality of every human being. He brought into being all of the animals and planets en masse. Yet, he made all of humanity from one man and one woman, Adam and Eve. At the heart of our individual preciousness and shared dignity is what the sages say, beloved is the human being created in the image of God. This means we are all graced with a spiritual dimension. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. So I appreciated learning that fact. Now, think about it. Here we are, and we're united. We're united in an effort, and praise God, the Jews are praying. They, a strange thing about the coronavirus in Israel, they've had 5 deaths now, all of them elderly, who already were, had a condition. But they discovered that about 25% of their coronavirus crisis came from people who had been to synagogue praying. The 2 chief rabbis now have said that prayer services with a maximum of 10 men spaced 2 meters apart could still be held outside. They have to have 10 men for a minyan to pray in their synagogues. This comes from Abraham's intercession whenever Father God had sent the angels down and God had revealed to Abram that he was going to destroy Sodom. And Abraham, in a great intercessory prayer, said, if you find 50, will you destroy it? Lord said, if I find 50, I won't. Then he went down 40, 30, and on down till he got to 10. And I think he thought that surely he could find 10 righteous people in Sodom. But the Lord was not able to, and you know that he destroyed it. But from that fact, the Jews have taken their position of having a minyan to pray. A complete prayer meeting for the Jews is for 10 men. So they are limiting it to 10 men outside praying. But bless the Lord, hallelujah. Prayers, hallelujah. The coronavirus in Italy, excuse me, in Israel, has now known 5 deaths. And there was an article today that while a vaccine is expected to take 12 to 18 months, other therapies are likely available much sooner. So they had a little article in there about the race to create the vaccine and to create these other things that we'll need, that the world will need. I believe prayer is the answer, of course, but let's lift up what God is doing in the medical society. While there are many people that can believe in faith and stand against the coronavirus, and we can use our authority to keep it out of our area, out of our neighborhood, there are those who cannot. So we're going to lift up right now all of these. Think about it. They're in a race to find a cure. I remember the polio virus when I was just a little girl, and it was so frightening. This was affecting not mainly not the older people, but was affecting children. They had these massive things called iron lungs that they had to put people in. And our president then called for the March of Dimes. President Roosevelt himself had been affected, and he was crippled. And I mean they took after polio. And I can still remember when we took all of our children down to the gym, high school gymnasium in this little town where we lived, to get first the shot, the vaccine, and then the sugar cube. And that thing was gone. Bless the Lord. This will be gone. There's no doubt about it. And while we can protect ourselves, right now what we're going to do is pray for this race. Pray that it comes sooner and that somebody comes, God gives something down to somebody, and it comes on the scene so fast everybody's shocked. To tell you the real truth, I think I've received from the Lord about this virus when it's going to be over. I'm not going to publish that. I know the enemy has bad things planned, but praise God for the blood of Jesus. And praise God, hallelujah, Easton de Micaiah. I'm going to show the map today where we've got people standing. You're standing. Keep it out of your neighborhood in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You've got the right to do it. But let's lift our voices right now for the people in the medical profession or research profession that God will download. That's what he does. God the Father, hallelujah, we come to you in the name of Jesus. And we're asking for a download. We're asking for a supernatural download into some scientists, into some researchers, into some doctors. To burst upon the scene. Burst upon the scene. It says you will hear us and you will deliver us. Now let's pray in the name and let's pray in the spirit in this marvelous position. Of having, it says, if you pray in an unknown tongue, if a man speaks, 1 Corinthians 14:2, in an unknown tongue, no man understands him because he speaks to God. We're speaking to you, Lord, now. Give us spirit of the living God. Now, the Bible says, spirit of the living God, that we don't know everything, but the heart of everything, the heart of every man, but you do. And you know those scientists, especially those that are your own. Ila barasonda, give us right now the utterance. We're going to pray in the Holy Ghost. We're going to bring forth something marvelous. It's going to come. It's going to come. It's going to come like an answer. But it's going to be really birthed in this prayer. In this prayer, in the prayer of the saints everywhere today. Ilivra poche namba, eclomidio do dovre, beletisco donge di basco. Brinda la maha! Bring forth, bring forth, bring forth. Father,
Friend le mango, friend le mango, friend le mango, gente va. Es ton nombre, niña non vale tu na. Kim balamota, hi marote vi ballo. Shito la bacca, shito la bacca, shito la bacca, ritagno. Fina, fina, mica la binda, fina, fina, minca la bo. Indili maha, indili maha, indili maho, nena ne. Pito, pito, pita, la bomba, linea, la munga, linea, ne. Emba la poche, enda la batta, inye ne maka, ondole vi. Ondole va paluti, meko, ratnele vi, sholnanya ne. Inye hanga, linea, la nonye, ni brabogunga, linea, no. I baladonye, free nanyo. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We lift up, Father, for you told us to, first of all, those who are, and you said, pray for all men. And then you said, here's how you do it. You pray for their leaders, their presidents, their kings, all men in this earth. We pray for their leaders. And we pray, dear Holy Father, for them to have your direction in what to do about it, so that we don't get in a bigger mess, but that we hear from God. Oh, Holy Father, you know that I watched twice this week the movie Harriet, which so well told of Harriet Tubman and how, after she made a perilous journey as a slave from the South to freedom, she went back and made 13 trips to bring others out. She heard you, Lord. You spoke to her. She spoke to you. She prayed and she depended upon you. And you directed her on every one of those perilous journeys. Our leaders, Father, they sense this perilous journey. And they can no more make it through than she could without your help and without your direction. And so we lift up President Donald John Trump, Vice President Pence, and the task force, all of our administration. We lift up the government of Israel. Oh Lord, forgive them their wrangling. Show them what to do. And make it so plain, Father, about their economy. Of course you talk to us when you give us the rights to the covenant promises. But you were particularly talking to Israel. And you said in Deuteronomy 8:10, when you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he hath given thee. Beware that you forget not the Lord your God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes which I command thee this day. When your herds and your flocks multiply and your silver and your gold is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up and you forget the Lord your God. And you say in your heart, Deuteronomy 8:17, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth.
But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he that hath given you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto your fathers, as it is this day. It's a matter of covenant, Lord. All those covenant promises you gave Israel, we lift them up to you today, for we are interceding for Israel. You made a way for Israel to intercede through the offerings given at Tabernacles, Feast of Tabernacles, for the nations. And now we, as the Ecclesia, we as the body of Christ, intercede for the economy of Israel. So hard hit. Father, we lift up this to you and ask you to forgive them in any way they need forgiveness. And we lift this covenant promise to you. You shall remember Jehovah your God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. And Father, you did it for this reason, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. In your covenant with Israel, there was provision. There was wealth. And Father, in the name above all names, we ask you to establish that covenant in the eyes of the world, that they would see Israel's economy recover quickly, that they would see America's economy recover quickly, that they would see the world's economy, because we have interceded. O Holy Father, in the name above all names, we lift to you Baratanya, people's jobs. Father, I do remember it's you. I wouldn't have anything if you didn't give it to me. Neither would the folks on this line. It's not any of our power to get wealth. But we are asking you, Holy Father, folks, we will be here Wednesday at noon, today at noon, online, with, of course, the streamlined video. It'll be live, and we'll see you there. We're also having at 3 o'clock Sunday's afternoon, and many of you were there, at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, we're going to have a prayer call until we can meet again at 3 o'clock, like we normally do. We meet out at Prayer Mountain. We don't stream that meeting, but we meet out there in prayer. We have wonderful, wonderful, loyal prayers. So you join us with this same number that you joined us today. And I said on our last Sunday's call, Corona is crown in Latin. This is a clash of crowns. It came not just from Hunan province in China. It came from the mind, the murderous mind, the fiendish mind of the fallen Lucifer who became Satan. And so, in the name above all names, that the enemy meant for evil, we're going to take it for good. We're going to remember this unity that we have right now as all mankind even. Oh, my Father, what a marvelous plan you had, that every single one of us came from one man and one woman. We worship you and praise you in the name. You know, folks, this would be a good time, some of you staying in, staying home, for you to go online and begin to take our Bible study. Actually, it's a 4-credit
Bible Institute, 3BI, Billy Brim Bible Institute. And it's a good time for you to go on in minutes. Within minutes, you can be taking these marvelous courses that we've had that have been so anointed. Wish you all could come to the classroom before I record them in a classroom. Such a presence as we look deeply into God's Word. Have you ever longed to look deeply into God's Word? Not just skim over the top. That's what He's helped us to do. And so we would invite you to be there with us and then to be with us on the blogs. I'm trying to do a blog at least every other day. And staying all connected. We're not alone. Every one of you know that. Oh, I hear that. I hear that in your voices. That optimism that grows from faith in the Word of God. Thank you for being a praying people. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us in prayer. Oh, Holy Father, I lift up every person on this call, every person to your health, your blessing of health, your blessing of healing. I believe a great healing revival, a great healing awakening, an awakening through the healing of God is on the horizon. We see it, Lord, and we thank you for it. In the name above all names, amen and amen.